Monumental sculptures representing natural disasters caused by human activity create a forceful presence in the Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute exhibit, Terrible Beauty, a showcase for Richard Friedberg's impressive body of work created during the past decade. Friedberg has been compelled by such horrific events as the BP Deepwater Horizon wellhead blowout, as well as the Fukushima nuclear accident and tsunami. These specific events in Friedberg's hands and imagination are transformed into works reminiscent of terrible explosions, tidal waves, and smoke. The sculptures, made with aluminum mesh screening, a material that proves appropriately malleable for his subjects. To tell us about this exhibit, which is now on display through May 30th, we welcome the curator of modern and contemporary art at the Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute, Mary Murray. Mary, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your having this exhibit and sharing it with us. So how did it all come about?
I've known Richard for almost 30 years. We met when I was doing some research on the artist residency program Sculpture Space here in Utica in the early 90s, and we've kept in touch over the years. And in 2017, Richard approached us about exhibiting his work, and we quickly settled on this particular body of work because it's so compelling. It seems very much appropriate for our time, and it is beautiful, organic, and expressive forms that I thought would look quite striking in our international style modern museum building. So I have to say that this exhibition, I had high expectations for it, and it has actually exceeded what I had believed.
So how are the sculptures presented in this particular case?
We have nine works, and they are, as you said, of this extraordinary manipulation of screening. They are monumental in scale, so we tried to limit the number of pieces so that their monumentality and presence could be experienced. And I think we've been pretty effective. Some of the works are 11, 12, 15 feet in height or length, so it really behooves us to walk all around and see it from many different points of view. The work has it's very object-based, of course, but it has an extraordinary ability to evoke a momentary presence. If you think of the turn of a tidal wave or the flame or smoke in a fire, it's a momentary experience that will change imminently, and he has been able to capture that experience. It's uncanny, really.
So when you look at these sculptures, I mentioned about this mesh and the screening. Give us a sense of how that is used and what and how adept he is at using these materials to create what really are just horrible things that have happened.
Yes. The title is Terrible Beauty because he was initially inspired by seeing photographs of, for instance, the Deepwater Horizon in the Gulf of Mexico. And it is horrendous that 11 people died instantly. But at the same time, the imagery is of a colossal scale, but also beautiful in its own dark way. So he is able to manipulate this screening by, I don't know if you would describe it as bunching it up. It is connected together. The sculptures come apart for transportation and then recomposed on the site to something as malleable as the screening is transformed into what really looks like smoke and air. He does a selective bit of spray painting to give a quality of, say, flame on some of the works for which that would be appropriate, the explosions and the fires. And the fact that it's mesh allows the air to come through. So there is an extraordinary feeling of movement and flexibility within the work, not only because of the material, but also because of its relationship to the light and space that it's installed in.
Given that this is such a weird time for museums, how long has this been in the works, and is this something that, how did this fit in with your plans originally and the new plans and going forward, and how all that works these days?
Yeah, it's been here at Munson Williams, we count ourselves extremely fortunate because the cultural sector has been decimated by lack of visitorship during the past year. We did start working on this in 2017. We did postpone it a little bit, and I feel really grateful now. There is a quality or a feeling of, I don't know, coming out of hibernation. Here in Utica, it's a little bit like spring for a few days this week, and people are starting to come to the museum. And we have lots of safety protocols in place. I can assure visitors that they can have a safe experience if they would like to come. But having said all of that, the work itself is extraordinary to see in person. So if people are able to visit Utica, they will be richly rewarded. The times are very dicey right now, but like other organizations, we are slowly reassessing our ability to open up, to have more events. The Institute's film series is going to be resuscitated, I'm very happy to report. Our cafe has reopened. So it does definitely feel like we are coming out of hibernation and beginning to feel a little bit more confident about being a public institution.
And just by the nature of it's sculpture works in this regard, right? Because they're big and people can walk around them, and it kind of lends itself to what you're allowed to do at this time. I think.
Yeah, the material, of course, all work really should be, I mean, unless it's made to be digital, should be experienced in person. You know, having grown up as an art history student looking at slides, I'm here to tell you that seeing the work itself, for sculpture, the object in the space that it is installed is a crucial way to understand the artwork, to be able to appreciate the scale for something like this is fundamental to our understanding of it. To be able to see it within the context of other pieces within this series makes a big difference, and to appreciate how the material has been transformed from a workaday household product into smoke and fire, explosion and water is truly something to behold.
Well, it's all happening at the Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute and the exhibit Terrible Beauty, which is a showcase for Richard Friedberg's amazing work. It is now on display. You can find out more information by going to the website, and the website is, Mary?
www.mwpai.org.
mwpai.org, and you can find a link on our website at wamc.org. And again, the exhibit is currently on display through May 30th. And anything else cool going on that you would like to share with us in the minute that we have left?
Yes, we have exhibitions in our Pratt MWP Gallery. We have collection-based exhibitions going on. And as I say, the film series has opened up. So you will find a lot on our website to entice you to fabulous Utica, New York.
Well, it all is happening in Utica. Absolutely fabulous. And you can find out more by going to mwpai.org. Terrible Beauty is the name of the exhibit running through May 30th, and much more going on, mwpai.org. Mary Murray, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a beautiful spring day and a beautiful weekend, and we thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. It's mutual. Best to you. And stay healthy, please.
You too. Thank you so much. Again, the Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute exhibit Terrible Beauty by Richard Friedberg runs through May 30th, mwpai.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.